Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, and I just pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I just hope that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you stay on that narrow path, you keep on representing Christ the best way possible through his word, through his love, through his grace, through his mercy, through his actions, through everything that he told us through the gospel. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up. Let us thank the Lord for getting us through the day and getting us through the night. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. And let's just thank the Lord for much more that he has given us that we can't even count or keep measure of. Amen. He is an amazing, gracious, merciful God. He has brought us through so much, and he will continue to bring us through many much in these end times that we're in. All right. So always stay grateful, appreciative of everything that he's brought you through. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Thank the Lord for his word, his grace, his mercy, his favor, and his only begotten son died for our sins. Hallelujah. Most definitely. His blood cleaned up our mess, people. Yes, it definitely did, y'all. Let us stay on the point. Let's stay on a narrow path forever. Yes, yes. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Hope that you all stay strong out there and you hold it down for the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us keep uplifting one another in Christ. Let us keep encouraging each other in the Lord. All right, forevermore, okay? Unity, peace, love, harmony, strength, merry heart, gladness, and joy, stability, firm, steadfastness. I speak that over your life in Jesus' name forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather. Let us praise the Lord together. Let us be in unity. And let us be on point for the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. His son is coming back for a people that are spotless and blameless. He is coming back for in an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is coming like a thief in the night. All right, so let us stay ready. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Okay, so hope that you all stay strong through this whole week. A lot going on. All four corners of the earth. What's very viral is that Montgomery Brawl in Alabama. Shouts to the Southern folks. It went very viral on the internet through Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, so forth and so forth. So a lot going on in these end times. So let us not be shocked or surprised when things like that happen. Okay, more things will pop off. Spiritually and physically from here on out, okay? So just stay strong, stay safe while y'all out there and defend and help one another in these times that we're in, okay? Yes, yes, y'all. And there's a lot going on globally throughout different countries as well. I hope that you all stay strong all four corners of the earth, no matter which country you at. Praise the Lord there, amen. Most definitely, y'all, okay? So in today's message, I'm just going to continue this reading of this pamphlet I got from this church. I went in fellowship months ago in Tampa, St. Petersburg Christian Service Center. So I'm going to just continue reading the brochure, the pamphlets, and then from there we'll close out with a prayer, we'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll also close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah, amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So the title of this one is Becoming Like Him. Basically, becoming Christ-like, all right? So we're just going to go through these and end it from there. So let's begin. It's going to be just a mixture of scripture and commentary all within each page. So just we'll go from there, okay? Becoming like him, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. We all with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed to the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Spiritual ignorance. Ignorance is rampant in the church. God is no longer winking, delaying at his ignorance. He is pouring out his Spirit today in power and wisdom in such a way that none need to perish. Many have been led to believe that belonging to a church, being faithful to attend twice a week and giving an offering will get them to heaven. They believe that all is not right between them and the Lord will be transformed, changed in the twinkling of an eye at the rapture. Not true. He's coming for his bride. He must already be like him when he appears. He is not coming for a filthy bride to clean her. Up when he comes. The church is being prepared right now. He is sanctifying and cleansing his bride by the washing of water by the word. If the word is not setting you apart and cleansing you from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, it is not being preached to you or you refuse to hear it. He is coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle, already cleaned and adorned for the marriage supper. When do you plan to be ready? New beginning. Are you truly born again? Genuine salvation is being born from above with God as your Father and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Millions of people who have been told they are saved are not. You can't tell the difference between them and the rest of the world. Salvation produces change. You will be different. There is evidence of a new life when salvation is real. Are you manifesting a new life? Is Jesus Lord and King ruling over your life? If not, you need to challenge your salvation experience. You have nothing to lose. Go back to the well of salvation and drink deeply this time. Jesus says when you drink of the water he gives you that you will never thirst again. He gives you your own fountain of water that springs up into eternal life. New life springing up continuously from within your spirit. That kind of salvation is genuine. It is a certain experience with you and is evident to everyone around you. Spiritually blinded, this message was written by Paul to the church at Corinth. When he says we all, it includes you and me. He says we are able to see. We were blinded by the veil of unbelief until the real gospel of Jesus Christ was preached to us. The glorious revelation of Jesus Christ penetrated our blindness, ignorance, and rebellion that held us in chains of death and destruction. The God of this world is permitted to keep unbelievers in ignorance. He knows that he must keep them away from the real teachings of the Word of God. This applies to sinners as well as Christians that refuse to hear the Word of God. The light of the gospel of the glory of Jesus Christ is revealed whenever it is preached in words mixed with faith and not compromised. Light overpowers darkness. Did you ever see darkness stay around when there is light? The first thing the Lord did in Genesis was to restore light. He put a permanent separation between darkness and light. He called the light day. He didn't call the darkness anything. It has no authority. It has no power. It is just a condition where there is no light. Light always means the revelation of divine things. When we are in sin, we do not understand or comprehend true spiritual things. When we can't see anything, we say we are blind to it. That area is darkness to us. That means we don't know anything about God and can't learn anything about him until something is done about our inability to understand his word. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only power over this ignorance and blindness. Education won't do it. Prayer will not do it, and works won't do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. When one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Being changed. You're not born again, grown up. You have the power to become the sons of God. You have the mercy, grace, power, and ability through the Holy Spirit of God to grow up into his image. The full nature of Jesus is not revealed to you all at once. He is revealed line upon line, precept upon precept. Every tiny revelation, understanding of the true nature of Jesus is glorious. Thus, glory to glory. Being transformed is a process. You are born again of the incorruptible seed, the Word of God. When we are first saved, our entire nature and character are against God. Our fleshly minds are enemies of God. Through salvation, our nature is changed, and because of that, we are told to change our character by diligence and discipline to the Word of God. We need a new mind. Our transformation comes about by renewing our minds. Everything we have learned up to the day we are saved has come from an evil, corrupt, sinful world that is totally against God. John says there is no truth in us. Jesus wants to clean all that out and replace it with truth. The truth is eternal. It never changes. What you learn rightly from the word of God is eternal. We must examine, test, and experience every word of God. As we do so, our knowledge changes from the lies of Satan in the world to the glorious truth of God our Father. We no longer are concerned with what we think about things or what others think. We want to know only what God calls good, what God calls acceptable, and what God calls perfect, because we are anxious to please him and him alone. Paul says we have the mind of Christ. This does not say our minds have been renewed. It says that we have the mind of Christ available to learn all things of God. James says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. It is all for the asking, but you must ask with faith, not doubting. Many people are always asking things of God and not receiving them. First of all, they do not really have faith in God because they do not know the will of God. They will never know it until they renew their minds. The new man. As our old nature is revealed and denied, and the new Christ-like nature is understood and acted upon, Jesus becomes more and more real to you every day. The revelation of the real nature and character of Jesus is glorious, a blessing, and thrilling, but it is devastating to the old self-image. The scripture says, without holiness, no man will see God. No man will see God. The word see means to perceive or understand. Revelation knowledge will not come to fleshly, carnal Christians. The word shows us what we are really like and what Jesus is really like. When we wake up to the difference, we become desperate to conform to his image and to despise our own. Hearing the word of God is like looking into a mirror that shows us both what we really look like and what we should look like. Obeying what the word says, doing the word and not hearing only, will cause us to become like the image of Jesus that is shown to us through the word. The word is called the perfect law of liberty, the revealed nature and character of Jesus in the word. Have the power to provide you with perfect liberty in every area of your life, but only when it is obeyed and lived. Your ability to see the difference is dimmed every time you hear and do not do it. When you do not obey the word, it is taken out of the mind and you no longer care about it. That's what a forgetful hearer is. One who does not obey the word when they hear it has a wayside heart. The seed, word, cannot penetrate the heart because it is too hard. Immediately, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. The book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 15. However, when we listen to the word with a believing heart, unveiled face, it enters in with its glorious liberty and we are changed. We are transformed into that same image revealed to us in his word. Every tiny change is glorious. We can hardly wait to go on to the next glorious revelation, setting our goal. We can never neglect our salvation for 1 minute. No matter how righteous we become, we can always choose to sin. Traps and tricks are set everywhere for the Christian to fall prey to. That's why we are commanded so many times to be alert and awake. Until every last part of the old nature is dead and gone, we are not complete. We have the right to be and the power to be complete in Christ Jesus, but we must ask for it, receive it, and use it for it to do us any good. Revealed to us, there is a crown of righteousness laid up for all who love his appearing. You cannot be crowned to rule in righteousness when you have not bothered to learn to live in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He is our only righteousness. We are to love his appearing. That means his revealing himself to us. The book of John, chapter 14, verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me, he will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest, reveal myself to him. To whom will he manifest himself? To those who love him and keep his commandments. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You will live also. We know him, experience his presence, and are taught of him, but the unbeliever cannot. It doesn't make any sense to them because he just doesn't reveal himself to them. Those who do not obey him will never know his love or experience his presence. We must never mistake foolish emotions and sentiment for that which is the true spiritual love of God. Our fragile human capabilities are limited to a kind of love that only works when we are loved in return. God first loved us with a selfless love. He loved us when we were his enemies. He loved us before we ever knew he existed. He loved all the unredeemed people of the world so much that he gave his only begotten son as a sacrifice for us, whether we ever loved him in return or not. That is the kind of love that saves and has transforming power. It is a fruit of the spirit of God in us. We are expected to receive it and use it to demonstrate that love to all the unredeemed of the world. Amen. All right. Yes, yes, y'all. So that's just a quick reading of Becoming Like Him. Amen. Just a quick reminder through scriptures, through the New Testament, through the Gospels, so forth, about being like Him, having the mind of Christ, having the attitude, love of Christ, you know, having Christ being revealed to us, Christ inside of us. Okay. So every time somebody looks at us, they should see Christ in our love, our actions, our deeds, our examples that we're setting. Amen. We are to be lights of the world, salt of the earth, ambassadors for Christ. Walking jars of clay. He is revealed through us in that manner as well. All right, so let us be Christ-like in the mind and actions as well. Let us be obedient, faithful, steadfast, loving, and constantly serving the Lord. Yes, yes, y'all. So there you have it, all right? That's just a quick reading for today, just a quick reminder to always become like Him, okay? Stop following the ways of the world and following people. Only follow Christ, amen? Only follow what the Word tells us through Old Testament to the New Testament, okay? The true living word. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So there you have it. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen, y'all. Yes, yes. So here we go. Glory, glory, praise and praise Him. Hallelujah. Most definitely, He is the hope for humanity, y'all. Most definitely, He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true and living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the armor of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessedly potent, the blessedly ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my shield, the Lord is my refuge, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my everything above and all. The Lord is my high tower, the Lord is the good fortress, He is a sustainer, He's a sufficient one. Most definitely, y'all, the Lord our God is one. There's no other like Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahai, Yeshai, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. Yes, yes, y'all, the consuming fire, the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies, the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of Him. The government rests on His shoulders. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. The Most High God made everything in 6 days. He rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. With God, all things are possible. Most definitely. He definitely is a sustainer, y'all. He is a sufficient one. Most definitely, y'all. Never forget that. Never lose sight of that. Always keep your eyes fixed on Him forevermore. Always keep your eyes fixed on His word and doing it. Amen. True and living word. Most definitely, y'all. With Him, all things are possible. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yahusha, Yahusha, Yeshua, the word of the consuming fire, the word of the sustainer. Amen. The word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. The word is a double-edged sword. We trust and agree. Amen. Yes, yes, we trust in his word. Blessed is the person who trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the person whose hope is in the Lord. Amen. He is the word. The word was word with him, and he is the word. Most definitely, y'all. He is the word from the beginning, forevermore. Amen. His word, the word will pass away, but his words are forever. Amen. His words are eternal. His words are everlasting. Amen. We touch and agree. Yes, yes. Serve an awesome creator, and the son is amazing for dying for our sins. Yes, yes, y'all. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Proclaim his name unto all the other nations. Tell everybody how great the Lord is, what he did for you, what he got you through, what continues to do for you. Amen. Yes, yes. Peace be with all of you. Most definitely, y'all. To the 12 tribes and those scattered all four corners of the earth and those outside the 12 tribes, much love to you all. Blessings, blessings, love, love. Okay. Be happy about your testimony. Rejoice and be glad, y'all. His son is so amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. His blood cleaned up our mess. He is the seed of Abraham, promise, the seed of Adam, humanity, the seed of David, kingship, the seed of God, deity, the seed of Jacob, nationality, the seed of Judah, tribe, the seed of Shem, of race, the seed of woman, prophecy. Yes, yes, y'all, in the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, love, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, stability, steadfast, obedience, faith, love, comfort, joy, gladness, merry heart, miracles, signs, wonders, bills paid, fridge full of food, clothes on your back. I pray that in Jesus' name, that the Lord provide everything through his son, he'll do it in his name, amen. Riches in Christ, y'all, riches in Christ. Supply all your needs, amen. Supply all your needs. That same thing you crying about, you angry about, watch the Lord turn around and fix it for you and give you some joy and gladness when he's done with it, amen. You're being refined, purified, you're being purified. The Lord told Jeremiah, look at what do you see? He said, I see the potter and the clay. God said, you see what the potter's doing with the clay? Look what I'm doing with Israel. Amen. The Lord got his hands on you. He is purifying you, refining you. He is getting the junk out of you. He is making you whole and complete and mature. Amen. We are in his image and likeness. Embrace it. We are made in his image and likeness. Embrace it, y'all, okay? All right. I know you might be a little feeling some type of way about the situation right now and what's ahead, but trust in the Lord, people. Faith, 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 faith. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So there you have it. All right. That's just the word for today. Just a reminder, keep becoming like him. All right. We're put on earth to become like Christ, to have the mind of Christ, to follow the examples that he set for us. Amen. And pass it on to others. All right. So just a quick reminder. Okay. So there you have it. All right. I just pray to God that whoever this is, much, I pray that you repent and start over and get baptized and have new beginnings and a fresh start. You get into a new season. You get things going for yourself. You become more fruitful. You become more productive and helpful in the kingdom of heaven and more supportive of others in their situations. You have more compassion. You keep putting your hands to the plow. You keep working hard for God forevermore. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So much love and peace to you all. All right. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jairus Kingston. I got much love for you all. I love you all, praying for you all right? Let's fight this good fight together in Jesus' name. Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Yes, yes, most definitely, y'all. Love. Amen. Peace.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.